Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Chukas, after we hear about the death of Aaron HaKohen, the Torah tells us in the beginning of Perek Chaf Aleph how Bnei Yisrael complain about Moshe and about Hashem because of the difficulties of the journey in the Midbar. They complain bitterly and they proclaim how they want to return to Egypt. And in response, Hashem sent fiery serpents, Nechashim Hasrafim, who attacked Bnei Yisrael, and many people died. And the Torah says that Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. And Hashem tells Moshe to make a brass snake, a brass serpent, Nechash Nechoshes, and to put that on a tall pole. And then the Torah says in Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Tes, that whoever was bitten by the snake that Hashem sent, v'hi bit el Nechash HaNechoshes v'chai, that person will look at the brass serpent or the brass snake, and that person will live. And the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph says, V'chi nachash meimis, o nachash mechaya, does the snake really kill people? Does the snake really heal people? If you look at the brass snake, you will live, and if not, you will die? Is that really true? Rather, says the Gemara, the brass snake was just there on the pole to direct people's attentions to the heavens. When they look up at the brass snake, they will turn their eyes even higher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and they will dedicate their hearts to him. And he, of course, no one else, nothing else, has the power to do this. But God himself will heal them, and God himself will punish them, God forbid, if they don't do this. That is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and it's a fundamental Gemara in Emunah and in Bitachon. However, we can ask the following question. If the whole point is for Bnei Yisrael to look at the heavens, what was the point of having the brass snake there in the first place? Doesn't the brass snake distract us visually and philosophically? What's the point of the brass snake? This question is asked by the great Rav Chaim Valazhin. Rav Chaim Valazhin died in 1821. He was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, and he was the author of the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. And in Nefesh HaChaim, in Sha'ar Gimel Perek Yud Beis, Rav Chaim says that we all believe, of course, that Hashem is the only God, the only true God. He is all-powerful. He is all-knowing. He intervenes in our lives personally, communally, nationally, globally. We all believe that. However, sometimes we live our lives in a way that contradicts that, chas v'shalom. Hopefully it's not on purpose, but it occurs sometimes. We sometimes give priority to things that are not God, or not God-focused, or not God-aware. We give powers, again, hopefully by accident, to things or to powers that are not God. It's a terrible mistake. But the world that we live in and the distractions that are around us take us away. From the most fundamental things that we believe in. And so Rav Chaim Valazhin says that a powerful gift that a person can reveal and can give themselves, so to speak, is to train themselves to fix and to focus their heart and their mind only and exclusively on God himself, to focus again and again and again and again upon the fact that Hashem Hu Elokim, God is the true God. There's no other power in the universe other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe it, but sometimes it slips to the back of our minds, and our job is to bring it to the front of our minds and to keep these ideas in our minds actively, to state again and again and again that no other thing, no other power, no other entity in the entire universe has any power to do anything for me. And that's that. And Reb Chaim continues in a footnote in Nefesh HaChaim and says that that is exactly the idea of the brass snake, the Nechash Nechoshes, on the tall pole that people were to look at and then continue their gaze to the heavens. Reb Chaim says that of course all we need to do is to look to the heavens. Of course we do not need the statue of this fiery serpent for any reason. It can't do anything at all. All we need is God. So why is that brass serpent there? Rav Chaim says that the Nechash, Nechoshes, does indeed serve a purpose. Our job is to look at the brass snake and to nullify it completely, to contemplate how meaningless it is, how empty the snake is. It looked powerful, it seemed mighty, it seemed formidable. After all, the Torah tells us that the Nechashim attacked Bnei Yisrael and many people died, so they seemed terrifying. But no, nothing could be further from the truth. Look at that statue and know in your mind and know in your heart. V'chi nachash meimi, so nachash mechaye. No, remind yourself again and again, the snake doesn't do anything. It's all Hashem, it's all Hashem. Look at the statue of the snake. Look at the statue of the serpent. And then nullify it, disregard it, ignore it, and keep your eyes moving higher and higher to the heavens, to Hashem Himself. Have an amazing day, everyone.